Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. You know, it's funny, we were just talking about how many guys reach a certain age, and suddenly they're all about male optimization. And today's Deep Dive is right up that alley. We're diving into PrimeGenics DIM3X.
Yeah, it's a popular one, that's for sure.
It is. And this review you sent over, it makes some pretty bold claims about DIM3X being the king of estrogen reducers. What are your initial thoughts on that?
Well, first off, it's great to see more men taking charge over their hormonal health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not always easy to talk about, but these shifts as we age, they're real.
Absolutely. It's
They're
like
real.
one day you're the picture of youthful energy, the next you're checking WebMD for low T symptoms. And wouldn't you know, this DIM3X is supposed to be like the ultimate counter move. Now, if any of our listeners are ready to try DIM3X for themselves, our sponsor for this deep dive, Top Secret Reviews, has snagged an exclusive discount just for the deep dive listeners. You can find that special offer using the link in the episode description.
And that's smart to look into it because hormonal balance is complex. It's not just about testosterone, right? Estrogen plays a role too. And DIM, the main ingredient in the supplement, that's where it comes in.
Okay, so let's break that down because I'll admit I was a little confused by the review mentioning good estrogen versus bad estrogen. Like, I thought all estrogen was kind of off limits for guys.
Right, so it's not quite that black and white. You have different types of estrogen, and DIM is supposed to help your body produce more of the good kind while reducing the kind that can lead to problems.
So, less like an estrogen exterminator, more like an estrogen regulator.
Exactly. It helps create a better balance. And DIM3X, according to the review, has a formula designed to be especially good at this.
Interesting. But they make some big claims about it. Increased testosterone, muscle growth, even libido. Is there actually science to back this up, or is it mostly hype?
Well, let's unpack that because there's a lot to consider. DIM on its own, it has been studied for its potential to regulate estrogen, and we know that estrogen balance is linked to healthy testosterone levels. So there is a scientific basis for some of these claims, but more research is always good, of course.
Makes sense. So it's not just smoke and mirrors, at least. What about these other ingredients in DIM3X, though? Estrogen, bioprene. The review called them absorption ninjas, which honestly sounds kind of intimidating.
Yeah, they definitely went for a memorable phrase there. I'll give them that. Basically, estrogen is supposed to help your body absorb DIM better so it can actually be used effectively.
Oh, okay. So it's like making sure that DIM doesn't just go in one ear and out the other, so to speak.
Exactly. And bioprene, it comes from black pepper, and it does a similar thing by increasing something called bioavailability, meaning your body can access and use the DIM more easily.
So it's like a team effort. DIM is the star player, and then estrogen and bioprene are there to make sure DIM can really get the job done.
A great analogy. It's about teamwork, not just one hero ingredient. And this actually brings up a key point from the review. DIM3X isn't about overnight miracles. It works best as part of a bigger approach to health.
Yeah, because it's not like you take one pill and suddenly wake up looking like a Greek god.
Exactly. It's about supporting your body's natural processes. The review actually had a great analogy for this, comparing it to like optimizing a car engine.
Okay, I like where this is going.
So, you can't just use premium fuel and expect like peak performance if the rest of the engine is a mess, right?
Makes sense. So, what are the engine tune-ups we should be thinking about alongside something like DIM3X?
Well, we're talking the basics, but so important: healthy diet, regular exercise, managing stress, good sleep, all that good stuff. They all impact your hormones independently, and then the DIM3X can work more effectively too.
Yeah.
It's like they always say, abs are made in the kitchen, right? But you mentioned something about the review highlighting user experiences. They had some pretty impressive nicknames for them, like Testosterone Tom, was it? Something like that.
Yeah, they did. And while those stories are exciting to read, we have to remember everyone's different.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I'm picturing Testosterone Tom out there bench pressing a minivan, but that's probably not the norm.
Right. Genetics, lifestyle, overall health, it all factors in. So, your mileage may vary when it comes to those kinds of dramatic results.
Right. So not everyone's going to be out there deadlifting cars after a few weeks of DIM3X.
Probably not, no. But it is interesting to see how people respond. And, speaking of different options, the review did touch on a few other testosterone boosters on the market: Testafuel, Prime Male, Testogen, to compare to DIM3X.
It's true. It's a crowded market out there. There's a supplement for pretty much everything these days.
Yeah.
So what sets these ones apart, according to the review?
Well, TestaFuel, from what I gathered, seems to be marketed heavily towards guys looking for serious muscle gains.
Oh, okay, so more of a specialized approach.
Exactly. It's focused on ingredients that support muscle growth, more so than taking a broader hormone balancing approach.
Gotcha. So if you're hitting the gym hard and looking for that extra edge, TestaFuel might be worth a look. What about Prime Male? That one sounds familiar.
Prime Male seems to position itself as, like, the option for guys over 30. You know, aiming to tackle multiple aspects of aging, not just testosterone.
Okay, so kind of covering all the bases. More of a holistic approach, maybe?
Yeah, you could say that. But with Prime Male, you're essentially paying for a wider range of ingredients, which shows in the price.
Makes sense. More ingredients often equal a bigger hit to the wallet. Now, Testogen, that's another one I've seen around. What's the deal with that one?
So Testogen and DIM3X actually seem to target a similar audience with similar goals, you know, boosting testosterone, muscle growth, energy levels, that kind of thing.
So different paths, potentially leading to the same destination.
Yeah, precisely. But, and this is key, the review really hammered this point home, none of these supplements work miracles on their own. They're most effective when combined with those lifestyle changes we talked about.
It's the truth. You can't just rely on a pill to undo the effects of a bad diet and a sedentary lifestyle.
Exactly. And for listeners who are ready to give DIM3X a try and see how it fits into their routine, don't forget about that discount from Top Secret Reviews. Just use the code DEEPDIVEE at checkout.
It's like we always say, knowledge is power, but a good discount never hurts.
Ah.
But back to your point about a holistic approach, even with the best supplements, results are going to vary, right?
Huh.
It's like you can have the shiniest wrench in the toolbox, but that doesn't mean you automatically know how to rebuild an engine, right?
That's a great way to put it. And that's what impressed me about this DIM3X review. It wasn't just about pushing a product. It emphasized, you know, taking ownership of your health, doing your research, even talking to your doctor.
Which is refreshing because, let's be honest, there's so much hype around supplements online. It's easy to get swept up in it.
It really is. You start going down these rabbit holes of, like, miracle cures and biohacking, and it's easy to lose sight of the bigger picture.
Totally. So as much as we'd all love a quick fix, what I'm hearing is that real sustainable health is a journey, not a sprint.
100%. It's about gathering solid information, maybe from sources you trust, like Top Secret Reviews, right? Understanding that supplements, even the good ones like DIM3X, they're a piece of the puzzle, not the whole picture.
And speaking of Top Secret Reviews, our listeners can actually get a nice discount on DIM3X if they want to try it. Just use our link in the episode description. I'd love a good deal, right?
Absolutely. Though it is important to remember, discounts aside, the decision to start any new supplement, that's a personal one.
For sure. So as we wrap up our deep dive on DIM3X and hormonal health in general, what's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with today?
I think it comes down to knowledge is power, right? The more you understand about your body, the better choices you can make for your health, period.
Couldn't agree more. And those choices, they could be big or small, like adjusting your diet, moving your body more, maybe even exploring a supplement like DIM3X if it feels right for you.
Exactly. It all starts with being informed. And remember, you don't have to do this alone, right? Talk to your doctor, get personalized advice. That's huge.
Absolute solid advice. Well, there you have it, folks. Another deep dive successfully navigated. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and keep those hormones happy and healthy. We'll catch you all on the next one.